Coach Byington, it was a wonder how the team was going to look with no Tukey, no Monte. But what did you find out about this team?
Well, you know, we responded very well, and I thought we would. You know, we're finding ourselves right now, and that's a lot of teams right now. It's not anything different just because we lost the great players in Tukey and Monte, but we're finding ourselves right now. And, you know, there's a lot of encouraging things, just the way we competed, just the way we went toe-to-toe with them. And the most encouraging thing for me is I thought, you know, we had our chances against, you know, a top 20 team in the country. And, you know, there's a lot of plays out there I know we can make. We got room to grow, tons of room to grow. And so this is where we are right now, and it's November 5th, the game number one. But if we're buying into improvement and growth, I love where this thing's going to go.
They had it at 13 points. You got it down to single digits. They had it to 14 points. You got it down to single digits. The kind of fight that these guys showed in an opening game against the top 25 team in their house. What did you see from that that led you think that it could happen?
Well, you know, we were in a situation where we had we're down six and had a layup, and I don't know if they pulled on the rim or what. I don't know how the layup didn't go in. And we were down six with, I think, about 6 minutes to go in the game. We couldn't put the game at four. And they came down off the miss and got an and one. So just like that, I thought if we got the game to four at that point, that it was going to get really, really good towards the end. And that was a huge five-point swing where they go down and get it up nine. I thought some guys responded well. I thought they would. Things are new. And Calvin in this environment have to handle the ball. I thought Isaiah Crawley, I looked great. I thought Elijah did a lot of good things. We're going to keep getting better. That's the exciting thing is we're right there with this team and we're going to keep getting better.
Forcing 21 turnovers against an SEC school has to be pretty pleasing.
Yeah, I mean, our defense was close to being very good. But it was good, especially early. We took them out of rhythm. We didn't let them get to their stuff. Bruce Pearl does a great job offense of getting the guys a shot to the right moment. So I thought it was going to be a challenge to take them out of the offensive stuff. And we did that for a good part of the game. And I think we wore down. I wish we were a little bit deeper. I wish we had some more energy, you know, coming off the bench. But I think we wore down there in the second half where we could have done something. I thought our defensive effort was very good. Our offense was good at times. We had too many turnovers. But I do feel like, you know, we're going to be able to fix those things that we weren't doing.
Knowing that you were going to have a shorter rotation tonight, how did that affect what you wanted to do?
Well, I mean, they're going to try to wear you down. And our best style for most of my guys is to play fast. Well, they're pressing us after every basket, man. They're going up and down the court. And then my guy's got to box out a 260-pound guy. And, you know, that wears on me. So we just needed, like, one or two more guys just for some energy. And also the first game, like, we're not in the best shape, you know, that we're going to be. It takes a while to get in the game shape. And I even one of the things I thought some of the threes that we had were really good shots that were halfway down and just the right shot. And I don't think our legs were quite strong enough in the game readiness to go and make them. But I do feel like we're going to make them.
You got a trip back home and then a home opener on Friday against Reinhardt from the NAIA. Right now that's slated for an 8 p.m. tip, but that's subject to change because you're following a volleyball match at 6 o'clock with Georgia Southern taking on Appalachian State. We will go live at 7:30 all across the network. Practice-wise, the next couple of days, what will you hone in on as you get ready for the Reinhardt Eagles?
Well, we got to get our bodies recovered, and obviously, you know, we're getting back at 4 o'clock in the morning tonight, so yeah, that's part of it. We got to get our bodies recovered. And the most valuable thing for us is going to be watching film. And watch the film and see what we could have done differently to be able to still be in this situation again. Just to see how we could fix some things and also see all the things we did right. So we'll watch film. There'll be a quick prep. We don't have a lot of time to get ready for a home opener on Friday. But hopefully, Hannah's packed out. It's going to be a fun environment. And the guys are actually playing for our home fans.